Thank you, Roger, and thank you, musicians. That was truly beautiful. And it is my joy and my honor to be with you again today and to bring you this message to help us look a little bit differently at what we see happening in the world right now. And to start with, I'd like to share a dream that I had some years back. I don't know how many years ago, but in this dream, I'm gathered with a few other people and we're watching something occur that we know is absolutely remarkable. And it's one of those dreams that is very numinous. And as we stand there, we watch this web being lifted up by all of these butterflies, and these butterflies are of every imaginable color. And they're lifting up this web, and the web is made of hexagons, like a honeycomb. And in each of the little cells, there's the outline of a burning candle. And we know, as we witness this event, that we are witnessing the rising of a new consciousness on the planet. And the dream goes on, and then I'm in a classroom, and I'm trying to tell people what we just witnessed, and people are so busy going about their days, and they're very distracted, and nobody is really paying any attention. And I think that that's the place that a lot of us find ourselves in, where we are recognizing that there is something very astonishing happening in our midst on this planet. But it isn't necessarily something that everyone can see or appreciate, because a lot of people are very much consumed with life in what is sometimes called the 3D world. And so we happen to be in this sort of frustrating place where we see something and we want to share what we see, but not everybody is in a place to receive it. And as I worked on that dream a little bit, one of the things that really struck me was the nature of this web, that it was comprised of individual cells, but they were all interlocking to form a whole. And within each of them was this burning candle. And I'm really struck by the vision statement and the mission statement that you all have of awakening to the divine essence in all beings. Because one of the characteristics of this rising consciousness is the recognition that that divine light shines in each of us. And that even though we manifest on this plane as these seemingly separate selves, we are an interlocking whole. We are one fabric. We are one web. And so this consciousness is rising, and it is the consciousness of oneness. It is unitive consciousness. And of course, along with that goes the collapse of the idea of separateness, the collapse of the illusion of separateness that humans have been living from for a very, very, very long time. And we understand that it is time now for this illusion to collapse, because the earth can no longer sustain that illusion for us. This idea of separateness, of us being separate from one another, separate from source, separate from the earth, it is no longer sustainable. And we recognize that at some deep level of our being, we know that the jig is up, that the time for our distractions and our illusions and our make-believe is over. And so we're in this moment, and it's a very tumultuous moment, because what is happening is the death of a world that we have known. The death of the world that consciousness of separateness created is now crumbling. And I want to share with you another dream that I had just very, very recently. And in this dream, I'm trying to explain to people what's happening on the planet. I'm holding my hands up, and I'm using the image of, or the metaphor of, an electron to describe what's happening. And I'm explaining how when the electron makes a quantum leap to a new level of energy, it has to gather unto itself a lot of energy. It requires a lot of energy to make this quantum leap into a new state. And so I'm explaining how right now the concept of enemy is intensifying, and I'm like vibrating my hands to depict how this concept of enemy is intensifying so that it can finally collapse. And when that concept of enemy collapses, then this quantum leap will occur. And as I thought about that, I realized that enemy, the concept of enemy, is on the same spectrum as the idea of separateness. The concept of enemy is simply separateness taken to an extreme. And so that is the consciousness now that is collapsing, but before it collapses, it intensifies in order to make this quantum leap of consciousness. And I'm also aware that enemy, the idea of enemy, can take on many forms. We can see other people as an enemy. We can see other nations as an enemy. We can see our circumstances as an enemy. We can even see ourselves as an enemy, or aspects of ourselves as an enemy. And so we harbor this concept, this illusory concept of enemy within us. And by doing so, we are maintaining and sustaining a false sense of self. We are sustaining an illusory self that arises from this misconception of separateness. Now, many, many, many years ago, this was, maybe 15, 20 years ago, I was on spiritual retreat, and I was in New Mexico, Ghost Ranch, New Mexico, which is one of my favorite places to go. And they have a gorgeous, gorgeous labyrinth there. This is up in northern New Mexico, and it's a place that's surrounded by these beautiful red cliffs and mesas and just a vast expanse of sky and land. And I was walking this gorgeous labyrinth that they have outdoors, and I love the labyrinth, and I walk the labyrinth every chance that I get. It's been a very faithful, loyal companion on my own spiritual journey. And usually when I go with the to the labyrinth, I have some sort of question that I'm posing, something that I want some insight into. But this time I didn't. I didn't have anything. I was just there. I was just experiencing the moment. I was walking, you know, each step after the other and taking these twists and turns. And suddenly, out of the blue, this thought, this message was downloaded, and it said, "Release all concept of enemy." And it took me aback, because I wasn't thinking about enemies, and I hadn't been even around people, and, you know, I hadn't had any occasion to to be harboring the concept of enemy. But that was the instruction: release all concept of enemy. And then it went on to say, there are no enemies. There are only those who do not know who they are. And that message for me was so potent, because it was telling me that enemy is simply a concept. It has no basis in reality. It is simply an idea in the mind. And that there are no enemies in reality. There are no enemies. There are only those who do not know who they are. There are only those who do not know their own divine essence, who do not know the divine essence of all of us. Now, we can look around right now, especially here in this country, and we can see how the concept of enemy, the idea of enemy, is intensifying. We see that every day. We see the lengths to which the mind is going to keep this concept alive, such that even a pandemic, and pandemic is a word that means all people, even a pandemic would be cast in the light of enemy. And so it's this idea is intensifying, and I believe it's quite deliberate. It's like this: the mind is is attempting to release itself from its own illusion by taking that illusion to such a ludicrous extreme that it recognizes it has no merit, that it is empty. There's that children's story, the emperor has no clothes. Well, the mind is doing this. It is intensifying these illusory concepts until it can perceive for itself fully that it has no clothes. This idea of enemy is empty. Now, this, you know, I think that this, that our country is experiencing this intensification, I believe, to a greater extreme than in most other places in the world. And I believe that that is because we as a culture are so wedded to the idea of individualism. We hold that idea of individualism in the core of our collective psyche. And so, of course, letting go of this idea of separateness, letting go of this idea that there is such a thing as a separate individual, is more tumultuous for this culture than for most, because it is the collapse of our own self-understanding. And I believe that that is why this concept of enemy is intensifying to such a degree in this country. Now, one of the things that I liken this to is back in the day, before they had managed to break the sound barrier, people believed that it wasn't possible, that it wasn't possible to break the sound barrier, because planes, when they got to a certain speed, the plane would begin to shake and like, you know, shake and rattle, and it was believed that the plane would fly apart if it flew any faster, if it broke that sound barrier. And what was actually happening aerodynamically was that the plane was approaching the speed of its own sound, the sound of its own engines. And so it was running into its own sound waves, and it was compressing those sound waves such that it was creating this very, very turbulent ride. And most pilots at that point backed off because they believed that it wasn't possible to break this so-called sound barrier. But finally, somebody decided that they were going to just keep accelerating. And once they broke through that barrier of their own sound waves, then it became completely still. And that's when they realized that the sound barrier, it isn't really a barrier. And I think that that's what we are experiencing right now collectively. We are accelerating into the reality of oneness. We are accelerating into the reality of love. And as we do that, these waves, these sound waves, if you will, of that egoic self are becoming compressed. And some of us might want to back off and say, well, it's clear that, you know, love doesn't work. It's clear that this idea of enemy is here to stay. It's clear that we have to operate within those parameters of the separate self, and we need to be, you know, aggressive and hostile and see others as our adversary. We give up on the power of love. We give up on breaking through this illusory barrier. But now is exactly the time for us to be accelerating, our expressions of love, to be accelerating in our own minds our apprehension and our appreciation and our gratitude for our inherent oneness. And so, yes, we are, it's a rocky, rough ride we're on right now. It is very, very tumultuous. And I would like us to just hold that, all of that in love, and to understand that what is happening is more than this, much more than this conflict that we see playing out. It is the collapsing of the very idea of enemy, which will enable our quantum leap in consciousness. And so I'd like to lead us now into a time of guided meditation. And I'm going to bring up a screen share for this. And I invite you to go ahead and allow yourself to settle fully into this moment, allowing yourself to breathe into this moment. Bringing your awareness to the sensations of the body. Becoming aware of the sensations of breath as it moves in and out of the body. And now gently bring your awareness to the heart center. Allowing the breath to move in and out of the heart center. With each breath, allowing the heart center to expand more fully. Touching and mingling with the heart center of all who are present. And welcoming the spirit entities and guides that are in our midst, that are here to support us. Now allow to arise in your awareness some of the ways in which you perceive through the concept of enemy. Let yourself become aware of how you perceive others, the world, your circumstances, yourself as enemy. Simply allow this to arise in your mind without any resistance or judgment. Now allow yourself to feel the aspect of you that has labored through life, living from this concept. Let yourself feel its burden, perhaps its weariness. Hold that aspect of yourself in gentleness and compassion. Now allow yourself to feel into what your life might be like, how it might be different if the concept of enemy did not exist for you. How might your experience of the world be different? How might your sense of who you are be different? If you are ready, say to yourself, I am willing to accept that enemy is an illusory concept. I am willing to release this concept on behalf of my own awakening and for the transformation of the world. I am willing to experience fully my own divine essence and to recognize the divine essence of all. Now gently bring your awareness back to your heart center. Back to the breath. Back to the sensations of the body. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Namaste.